To invite you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the Gospel of Luke. And we are going to read from chapter 17 and verse 11 this evening. Luke chapter 17, and we'll begin at verse 11. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." Just so far this evening. Father God, we just want to commit our time in your word now to you. And Lord, as I pray for myself that you would give me anointing from your spirit to speak your word clearly. Lord, that you would give those that hear your word this evening anointing as well, that they might receive this as the word of God with believing hearts this evening. And so we pray for your glory in this time now, in Jesus' name. Amen. I remember growing up as a young boy in my home, and my parents spending a lot of time teaching me about how to be grateful for the things I receive. There was often, and I can recall it vividly, in my time at home, my parents saying to me, "Mark, say thank you. Mark, say thank you." When I used to receive gifts from people and I wouldn't respond with a thank you, Mom would soon be there to either give me a nudge or pinch. I remember some pinches. "Say thank you." And I would have to respond with a thank you. Surprisingly, though, to me, being grateful is not something that comes natural to us. Do you know that? We need to be taught how to be grateful, how to respond to things that are done for us or given to us with a thank you. My parents made sure that I would become someone who would be grateful or show gratitude when things are done for me. I find myself doing the same thing with my children today. I notice that inherently in them they are not grateful little boys. And even though we try and teach them and instruct them to be grateful, there are moments where they show signs that this is not the case. And so it's a continual learning process and an instruction to them to be grateful for the things people do for them or for what they receive. But also think that because we have to be taught to be thankful, often our thankfulness or our gratitude becomes cheap and just simply words that we utter. For instance, just the other day, I can recall my little boys were playing, and they suddenly broke out into a little argument because they wanted to play with one toy, and with twins, that's just not going to happen. And so there was a little bit of argument between Trayson and Tristan, and eventually Dad had to step in and allow one to play with that toy, and obviously he walked away, and Dad was quick to say, "Hey, come back and say thank you for allowing me to play with this toy." Well, he turned around and mumbled under his voice a little soft thank you and went into his room and played with the toy. Now, did he mean the thankfulness that he mumbled under his breath? Maybe. I don't think so. I don't think so. But he was just happy that he got the toy. Sometimes our thankfulness becomes cheap, and I'm sure sometimes, or some of us here this evening, have once in our lives said a thank you that maybe we haven't genuinely meant, but because we know it's the right thing to do, we've said it. But for the follower of Jesus Christ, a grateful heart is something that should characterize our everyday life, our new life in Jesus Christ. And we see this come about in what we read in the passage that we've read this evening and how Jesus teaches this to his disciples. We see in our passage, Luke begins by telling us that Jesus was on a trip to Jerusalem, and he was passing through a area which borders Samaria and Galilee, two places in which the locals didn't really mix. Samaritans were ostracized by the Jews, and the Jews didn't want anything to do with the Samaritans, and they stayed away from each other. But we read here that along the way, Jesus met 10 lepers. These lepers, although they were from Samaria and from Galilee, they were both Samaritans and Jews, were brought together because of this disease that they had contracted, leprosy. And when they heard that Jesus was passing through their area, they were intent on getting an audience with Jesus and asking him for a miracle in their own lives, a miracle that would result in their being restored to full health and strength once again. But it wouldn't be so easy for them to get the attention of Jesus. Lepers lived in segregated colonies. In this particular leper colony that bordered Samaria and Galilee, where these Jews and Samaritans found a common ground, they were ostracized to being outside of the camp or outside of the city in which they lived in. Not only were they ostracized because this disease was very infectious, but they were ostracized because people of the day, religious people of the day, thought that if you contracted leprosy, you were being punished by God. You were being punished by God because of sin in your life. And so there were strict regulations in religious law and just traditional law, where the lepers could not live within the town, but they had to separate themselves from general society and go and live by themselves until they, hopefully, were cured of this disease. In fact, in the Bible, we read in Leviticus chapter 13 that the person with such an infectious disease must wear torn clothes, let their hair be unkempt, cover the lower part of their face, and every time they come into contact with people, they needed to shout out, "Unclean, unclean, stay away, stay away." As long as they have the infection, they remained unclean. They must live alone. They must live separated from everybody else. Numbers 5, we read something similar. Everyone with a dreaded skin disease must be sent out, must be excluded, so that they will not defile the camp where God lives amongst his people. Tradition speaks also that lepers even had to stand a certain distance when they were downwind from anybody who was healthy and clean of the day. And so these 10 lepers found themselves isolated from society, isolated from anybody who was healthy, and almost barred from coming into close contact with anybody and everybody. In particular, Jesus and his disciples who were journeying along the way to Jerusalem. But we pick up the story in our passage this evening with these lepers crying out from a distance to Jesus. "Jesus, Master, have pity on us. Have mercy on us." Jesus, traveling with his disciples, could have ignored these cries for help. He could have carried on walking with his disciples and tried to not make eye contact with those who were trying to get his attention. He could have veered off the road and taken some maybe longer route so as to not to maybe come into contact with these lepers. After all, this is how general society treated those with these infectious diseases. But we read in verse 14 these beautiful words, Jesus saw them. Jesus saw them. Meaning he didn't just take note of their condition, but he saw that under the bleeding skin, under the disfigured limbs of some of them, under the bandages that wrapped their bodies, were people who desperately needed him, needed to know him, needed to be in relationship with the Son of God. After all, that is why he was on his way to Jerusalem, was it? To take care, or to take their rebellion against God and to pay it on the penalty on the cross and restore them into a right relationship with God. Just as Jesus saw us needing our salvation, needing our restoration in a relationship with God, so he saw these 10 lepers needing the same. And so he responds to their cries. He responds to their cries for pity and mercy from the Son of God with an instruction to go and show themselves to the priest. Now, this was part of Jewish law of the day. If a leper was healed, if a leper felt that he had overcome this infectious disease, the requirement was that he would go and see the priest, and the priest would give him the okay that it's right for him now to return back to society, and he could once again take up normal life again. In fact, the tradition was that he would receive a certificate to go and show everybody that it's okay now to have normal relations with me. And so what Jesus did when he said, go and show yourself to the priest, he was actually telling them, go, you are cleansed, you are healed. And so the 10 lepers, hearing this from Jesus, set off to present themselves to the priest of the day. Now, if you think about this just for a moment, there's some kind of measure of faith that was required from these 10 lepers here on this occasion as they sojourned to the priest. Only when they were on their way did they feel a rush of renewed health flow through their bodies. And they saw their wounds suddenly heal and their disfigured bodies suddenly perfected once again. Just put yourself in that situation for just a moment. Can you imagine the absolute joy that must flooded their hearts and their minds and their bodies, seeing that they had been restored to full health and strength? Can you imagine the excitement that was going through them, knowing that they could return to their families, whom they hadn't seen for maybe months or years? Can you imagine how they must have been overwhelmed by the thought that suddenly I can now return to normal life? What joy, what celebrations, and what a thrill they must have experienced walking back to present themselves to the priest on this occasion. But we read in verse 15 that in the midst of all this joy and all this excitement, having experienced this incredible touch of God on their lives from Jesus, one man turns around and makes his way back to Jesus to express his thankfulness to what Jesus had done for him just a earlier moments. Now, before we dish the other 9 for not expressing their thankfulness to Jesus, let me say that I'm sure they were incredibly grateful for what just had happened to them. I'm sure they were incredibly grateful for what the Son of God, Jesus Christ, had performed in their lives on this occasion. Maybe just in the excitement, maybe just in the overwhelming joy they experienced on this occasion, they might have neglected to go back and to thank Jesus. Maybe they were so familiar with the miracles that they heard that Jesus was performing all over the place, especially healing those with leprosy and giving sight to people who were blind, raising the dead. Maybe they were just too familiar with the blessings of God, and they took it for granted and that they deserved what they got and went their way. Maybe they just never connected the blessing they had received with the ultimate giver of that blessing, Jesus Christ, God Himself. I mean, it's easy to do. Sometimes we take the blessings we receive from Jesus every day and we enjoy them. We get wrapped up in them. We feel all overwhelmed by them. How often do we actually return to Jesus and say, thank you? We kind of take them for granted, don't we? Sometimes we become too familiar with the blessings that we receive on an everyday basis. After all, the scriptures tell us that God's mercies are new every morning. Sometimes we just don't make the connection, do we? That the blessings that we receive come from the Father of the heavenly lights in which every good and perfect gift comes to us. After all, Paul in Romans 1 tells us that the downward spiral of our rebellion towards God is the fact that we don't acknowledge God for who He is and we don't thank Him for who He is and for what He does for us. You see, giving thanks to someone for something is connecting the gift with the giver. Acknowledging where that gift comes from and expressing our delight that it's been given to us. Maybe it was a combination of all these for these 9 lepers that did not return to thank Jesus. But I'm sure they were extremely grateful that they no longer had to live outside in the open, away from family and friends, and be ostracized like they were. But we see Jesus' question why they did not come back to thank Him. He says, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Jesus is upset. And He's upset not because they are ungrateful, but He is upset because they fail to show their gratefulness. You see, Jesus primarily performed miracles in order to bring people into relationship with Him, so that God might be praised and made much of in their lives. And so to show gratitude towards God would be to come into relationship with Jesus and to express thanks in that relationship. After all, if you think about it, giving thanks is always expressed in relationship. Even if we're going to thank a stranger for something that they've done for us, they've got to do that thing before we enter into a relationship so that we can thank them. And so thankfulness or being grateful for something always centers on relationship or is exercised in relationship. God blesses us with His mercies, as I said, which are new every morning. Why? Because He wants to draw us into relationship with Him. Therefore, we express our gratitude to Him by being in relationship with Him. Let me put it this way. People outside of God's family also receive blessings every day, don't they? It's called the common grace of God. They are given health, another day to live. They are given families. They're protected from the evils of the day. They're given jobs, they're given food, etc., and we can go on and on. Are they grateful for these things? Absolutely. Absolutely. Do they thank God and connect the gift with the giver? No. Because they're not in relationship with Him. Only once they enjoy relationship with Him through Jesus can they truly express thankfulness and gratitude towards Him. How did this 10th ex-leper show gratefulness towards Jesus, which Jesus commends? Well, he sought relationship with Jesus. He came back, connecting the gift with the giver. As it says, he came back praising God. He recognized that Jesus was a man of God, God's instrument of power and authority. He recognized that the blessing of his healing was from none other than God Himself. And so he came back and threw himself at Jesus' feet and sought relationship with Jesus. And in that relationship, he thanked Jesus for what he had done for him. Friends, being truly thankful and grateful to God for what he does in our lives is expressed through our relationship with him. When we connect the gift with the giver, when we realize that the gift has been given ultimately because God desires relationship with us, we understand the need to thank God Almighty for what he has done in our lives. Therefore, a thank you from a grateful heart in a relationship with Jesus not only enables us to be reminded of the wonder of our relationship with him, but it gives us the opportunity to see our relationship with fresh eyes. Not to take for granted the things God does for us. Not to allow our relationship to become stale. There's a story of an American missionary who, while serving in Africa, adopted a little boy who lost his parents to AIDS. And the missionary had to return home on furlough one day. And so they took the child with them back to America. And just after a few days after returning one day, the missionary could not find the child in the house. And she searched and searched all over. Eventually, they found the child in the bathroom, standing in front of the sink, turning the tap on and off. The child was enamored that water could just simply come and go. Something that the missionary took for granted so often. And the missionary writes that how after that moment, the blessings of God took on new eyes for her. Or her relationship took on fresh sight. She was able to see the very little things that she enjoyed in her life as blessings from God. I wonder how often maybe we need to have fresh eyes in our relationship with Jesus. See, so often it's so easy to become just so familiar with the things God does for us every day. So easy for us just to ignore that what we've received from Jesus, what we receive from God, has been given to us so that we might be drawn back into relationship with him. That we might enjoy relationship with him. We might be reminded of the relationship that we do have with him. All Jesus expects of us is to thank him for the blessings that he has bestowed upon us. Therefore, expressing our gratitude ought to be a way of life for the follower of Jesus Christ. It protects us from allowing our relationship with God to be taken for granted. It prevents us from not connecting the gift that we've received with the giver of that gift. And it provides the opportunity for us, just like this leper did, to praise God with what we've received. Thank yous to the Lord gives us fresh spiritual eyes to see God in relationship with us, to see him the way he wants us to see him, day in and day out. That's why Paul writes to the Thessalonians and says, be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Being grateful ought to be a way of life for every Christian. It became a way of life for this leper as he was brought into relationship with Jesus Christ, his Savior. Let's pray together. Maybe in these moments of silence, just think of what God has done for you, what God has blessed you with in your life. Maybe things that you have become too familiar with, and you haven't responded by thanking God for giving you those gifts, for you to be drawn into relationship with Him. Maybe it's time now just to count the many blessings that we've received. Maybe it is something so simple as switching on a tap at home and there's running water. Maybe it is something that has been significant in your life. These things stand for us as reminders that we are in relationship with God Almighty. And they come to us to give us the opportunity to have fresh eyes to see this beautiful relationship that Christ has given to us with God. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for all that you do for us. Thank you that your mercies are new every morning. Thank you so much that you give us these blessings. You show us kindness, you show us favor, you are gracious with us so that we might be in relationship with you. We might be drawn in relationship with you. Help us not to take them for granted. Help us not to become too familiar with them. But help us to always connect the gift with the giver, so that we might respond praising you with grateful hearts. Amen.